Muhammad Mahmoud Street, which is the front line right now in this standoff between, you know, let's say 2,000 Egyptian protesters and maybe 150 to 200 riot police, is by any measures, you know, a very ordinary street. There's a couple Western fast food style restaurants on it. McDonald's is on it. An administrative building for the American University in Cairo is on this street. A Radio Shack is on this street, and right now it's a war zone. The ground is littered with rocks and bricks that protesters and police have thrown at each other, tear gas canisters, shotgun shells. You know, like I said, there's bonfires on the street, metal barricades that both sides have set up and you know, hit behind as the lines shift. And again, this is sort of a shifting battle. You know, the momentum is shifting along with positions, and the protesters will rush, and the police will fall back, or vice versa. It sort of depends on which way the wind is blowing and pushes the tear gas, right? It's absolutely it's a war zone. It looks like a war zone right now. That said, you know, I went out shopping for some supplies last night, and just four blocks away, you know, Cairo is life is completely normal. So the unrest is, while I think it is one of the most bold sort of confrontations of Egypt's military leadership that I've seen in recent months, it's very contained, very contained.